We're going to be turning to Isaiah chapter 55, if you have the Word of God. Pastor Ted and myself will be team preaching, and so we always do this so terrible, but it'll be good. This time it'll be good. We are so different, if you know us at all. We're so different, but God is still good. God is still good. How many people, anybody stayed up last night? Anybody stayed up till midnight? Okay, so you guys, so we're gonna keep you energized and ready to go, and for those, I'm starting this morning. I love, my favorite holidays is New Year's. And it's just been in the past couple of years for me. I was reading Christine Kane, and she just sort of like a couple years ago, I just never really thought about my New Year's in a way, in a perspective of a new start. I know that sounds weird. We always make traditions, right? Or we always try these resolutions, and I'd always just see my stuff fail. And a lot of them would be like, you know, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, or I'm going to read more. I'm going to watch less TV, stay off of social, whatever that is. And I really thought about that in my life. And I said, you know what? We really want to just project our 2023 towards the kingdom of God. And so last year, in case you didn't know, we were in 2022. And if you remember, a lot of times you think you didn't get a lot accomplished. You ever feel like that? You don't get a lot accomplished in your new year. And like, what did I do? I'm looking back in 2022 and what happened. But if you remember correctly, in 2022, we were just getting out of a Hurricane Ida that attacked us on August of the year previous, the last day of August. We did not get electricity back into this building until like the beginning of October of 21. If you remember, the end of 21, we had teams that were still living in this building. And so you sort of think like, God, we didn't do much. Like 2022, God sort of spoke to Ted and I the word march forward and stand firm. And we just really believe that we were supposed to march forward, but really just stand firm, because we had no idea. If you remember last year, there were trucks in our parking lot. Until September of 22, we had debris trucks. At first, hundreds of them that would come in the night. We had no lighting at all that was in our parking lot. We saw deep, you know, those deep pits and holes that happened. And so I just want to sort of remind you where we were at the end of 21. Even in our 22, we still have people that are still displaced because of the storms. We had people in 22 that were still working on their homes. We worked with Catholic Social Services, and also we had teams come in to help people with their homes. The Weather Channel helped some people with their homes. That all happened in 22. That didn't even happen in 21, because we were still just focused on survival mode, and God really spoke to us to stand firm. And so we did that, and the Lord spoke to us, just hold on. See, we had no clue what our 22 would look like. And so here's some of the things that happened in 22. We opened Hope Fridges. I don't know if you know that. So y'all gave, yeah, I just need like a little bit of... In 22, we opened up a community fridge that's right outside of our building. We opened it in August of 22, really just a push to help people in our community. And so we feed 100 homeless every single month here that will walk in the doors, get a day bag. We have sort of become the epic center? That's not the wrong word. Epicenter? Is that the correct word? I don't know. We've become the center. What's that called? A hub. Ted said a hub. And so we've become a hub here to help the homeless in our community, which has grown exponentially since the storm. In fact, organizations now just call us to help in that aspect. So we're really thankful that God has placed that. We've made progress on Hope Showers, which is right behind the building. We are praying. When do you expect that to be done? Anytime? We're waiting on some plumbers and some. No, we got the plumbing in. We're putting in walls. So we're hoping to have that. I will say this spring in good faith, hopefully sometimes soon. We had 100 children attend our Vacation Bible School this year. In the middle of debris trucks and all this craziness, it was unbelievable. We had like, I think, 10 kids signed up on the Sunday or the week before. We did an online kind of outreach, and 100 kids showed up through the door that Monday morning. It was amazing. It was amazing because, again, we're in the middle of just restoring and standing firm at our church. We had 30 teens attend Bayou Student Weekend in February of 22. Then we had had over 35 kids teens attend summer camp, and then we had 45 teens and adults attend winter conference. So the youth group is like growing. We've probably doubled in size in 2022 from the beginning of January until now, and we're believing for 80 by the end of this year. That's just a personal goal of mine for our teens, because if everybody would bring one, we'd have 80 kids. It's simple math, right? It's simple math. And so, and we've seen the move of God. We've seen salvation. We have seen baptisms. We have seen people getting filled with the Holy Spirit, with evidences of the gifts of the Spirit in these teens' lives. And so, and they're bringing in their friends. Can I get a hallelujah? In a world that, I mean, it's been a world of, you've seen a fall away from God, but our teens are different. We've had people, 20 plus ladies, attend the Priscilla Shira conference. It was fabulous. We took two vans. We did our first ever Inspire Night here with over 50 ladies in attendance. It was fabulous. Dr. Nicole spoke from here, and it was incredible, and the worship team led, so we're super excited. The men's went to conference out in Dallas with 13 men, and we've seen communion more faithfully. We've seen Super Sundays, like last Sunday for Christmas. We thought nobody was going to show up because it's Christmas Day, and then the whole room is packed out with all kinds of people and visitors. We've seen that at Thanksgiving. We've seen that at Easter. We've seen that at the big holidays where people have come in. And so we're excited about our 2022. We've met every bill. We've met every bill. I've been like a little stressed because I know about, and we've met, amen, the lights never went off in 2022. God has been sufficient in all of our needs and all the things that God has just told us. March forward, stand firm. But in this year, in 2023, about December, we start planning our new year. Our leadership team met, I think, at the beginning of November, sort of planned out the calendar for what we want to see God do in our new year. And God sort of dropped a word into our spirits, and the word is pursue. Somebody say pursue. There is a difference between standing firm, which is good sometimes, just to stand firm. Don't go back. Don't go back to what you used to be. But there is a difference. Pursue is an action verb. It's a verb that God has given us in this new year in 23 to pursue Him and to pursue people again. And so Pastor is going to talk a little bit about that.
Amen. How many guys are excited for what God has done in 2022? Amen. How many of you guys are up for the challenge to pursue God this year, yeah, in 2023? I mean, really pursue Him. Pursue Him like you've never pursued God before.
Yeah.
And the main thing I want to share a little bit is, as you pursue after God, you will find Him. Mm-hmm. You will find Him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. And our theme verse for this year is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
So everybody has to memorize it. We're going to all memorize it together.
Everyone has to memorize it.
Just because it's good to have the word of God in your heart.
Amen. our theme verse is in 6 and 7, verse 55, chapter 55, verse 6 and 7. But before I get into our theme verse, I want to read the very first verse of Isaiah 55. It says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Amen. And so it's like a prerequisite. If you want to seek after the Lord, one of the very first things is that you must be thirsty.
Yeah.
Are you thirsty for the Lord? Or are you satisfied with your relationship as it is right now? Or is there something more that you are desiring? Are you wanting to go to those deeper places? Are you wanting to know more of the Word? Are you wanting to, you know, to walk in God's power? Or do you desire that? Or are you content with your spiritual walk this morning? And so one of the prerequisites is that we are to come, and the invitation is to everyone. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Now, what waters is the prophet Isaiah talking about in the Old Testament? He's talking about the living waters that come from Jesus.
Right.
There's no other waters. There are no other living waters. There's nothing else that satisfies us in this life rather than Jesus. Amen. In fact, Jesus would say in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, says, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water, he is talking about the water that came from a natural well, will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And so the water that he fills you with, it's meant to bubble up. It's meant to spring forth out of your mouth and into someone else's life, where that water begins to spring up out of their life. And that's what water does. It continues to produce. And so the invitation is to all, is to Jews, is to Gentiles. Thank God that the invitation is to us Gentiles, amen, those who were excluded from Christ, but now we are included, we are invited to come. We are invited to come and drink from the living waters. So the question is, are you thirsty this morning? Are you wanting more of God in your life? Is your walk where you want it to be with the Lord? Now our theme verse. Are you guys excited about our theme verse? 6 and 7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. There's a couple things about this verse. Seek the Lord while he may be found. In other words, there's a time where the Lord can be found, and he can be found now.
Yeah.
He can be found now. But just as in the days of Noah, think about what happened in the days of Noah. There was a time when they could join Noah on the ark. And there was a time when they would have been rescued from the floods that have come. But then there was a time when God shut the door to the ark and he says, no more. All those who mocked Noah and all those who mocked his, they were left on the outside. But there is a time right now that we can seek the Lord. And it says that as we seek, that he is near to us, and that he will draw near to us. The time to seek is now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You know, God is not just this God who's in control of the universe, but he's a very near God.
Yeah.
He's a very personal God. And then as we draw near to God, that he draw nears to us. So he's not a God that's like unapproachable. He's not a God that, you know, I'm reminded of the story I told a while back. But whenever I first got my kids, we played this game, hide and go seek. And we were right here on the east side. And I had this shed. And so I climbed up on top of the shed. And where they couldn't find me. They were walking all over the yard trying to find me. And I'm just sitting there looking at them, and they just passed me up. They looked right at me and didn't even see me. I was like on the roof of the shed. But, you know, while they were seeking me, I was really wanting them to find me, you know. And so I believe that's the heart of our Father. And like as you are seeking after God, he is wanting you to find him. And he is wanting to reveal himself to you. He's not unapproachable. He's not hiding in a place where we cannot find him. But we are to seek him, and that we will find him. Verse 7 of our theme verse says, there's like a two-part fold. And you see this throughout the scriptures, where seeking the Lord also requires getting our hearts right with the Lord. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So there's this call to repentance. There's this call to repent of your sins as you're drawing close to the Lord. Why is that? Throughout the scriptures, you see this. Because sinful man cannot stand in the presence of a holy God and a holy and righteous God. If there's sin, it separates us from God. And so in order that we seek him, in order that we draw near to him, first, we need to deal with our sins. We need to ask God to forgive us. You know, even as this nation, we need to repent on behalf of this nation for the sins of this nation. We want God to heal our land, but we know that it starts with repentance. It starts with us saying, God, we have done things wrong, and we are sorry. We repent of our sins. We repent for the sins of this nation. And as we repent, and as we begin to seek God, I believe that we will find him. John chapter 1 verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, there's no greater life. There's no greater joy. There's no greater peace than finding Jesus. You know, whenever we go through pandemics, and whenever we go through hurricanes, you know why we can still have a smile on our face? You know why we can still have joy in our heart? Because our hope is not founded in our material things. Our hope is not founded in our physical bodies. Our hope is founded in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever we find him, we find everything that we need. We are satisfied. We are sustained. Seek the Lord that you may be sustained this year. Seek the Lord that you would be fulfilled this year. Seek the Lord that you will lack no peace, that you will lack no joy. Seek the Lord that he may be found. And him was the life and the light of men. Continuing in our theme verse, it says, let him return to the Lord. And here's the promise to those who return, that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Wow. That's the promise. As you begin to seek the Lord, that God will give you the grace that you need. He will bestow upon you the mercy that you don't deserve. He will give you the grace that you do not deserve. He will just simply give it to you as you begin to seek the Lord. So he wants us to find him. He didn't make it impossible to find him. He gives us this treasure map. Anybody know what the treasure map's called? It's called the Bible, right? Yeah. And in the Bible, we learn that the ways that we seek him is first by thirsting after him. Are you thirsty this morning? Are you thirsting for more of the Lord in your life? Then the call to repentance. Repent of your sins. Repent of those things that are preventing you from a right relationship with the Lord, and seek after him. Amen. So let's commit this year to seek after the Lord with all of our heart through repentance, through drawing near to God. And I believe that as we draw near to him, he will draw near unto us. My wife will begin to end out the service as we talk about our vision for 2023.
Yep, so seven things. If you have a pen, we'll have this on social media. It's in your bulletin as well. So we thought seven things because, you know, seven is, you know, seven days of creation. And so we thought seven things if we're going to pursue. What does that look like for me to pursue, for us to pursue God, for me personally to pursue God, for my family to pursue God, that our families would pursue God this year? And so we thought of number one, faith. In no particular order, and so I think I'm out of order with the slides. So I'll go with Ted's list because this is probably way more better. And so prayer. Everybody say prayer. So we do prayer as just an essential part of what we do here at Hope Community. We do prayer. We're going to start prayer nights every fifth Sunday of the month. We're going to do a prayer night, a prayer and worship night. We've already talked about this with our leadership. Also, every Sunday at 9:15, we encourage you to show up 45 minutes early and get in the room right next door and pray. Mike and Nicolette lead that, and we just believe that as we pray, that God will begin to do a work within us. Now, inside of that prayer, we're also going to start a fast. Everybody say fast. So we've done this like not so good in the past couple years. Personally, we're going to say prayer and fasting. We are asking you, Pastor Ted and I, about what, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, we started fasting as a habit in our lives. We went to El Salvador. We were out there doing a mission trip, and the leaders, Brenda and Francisco, who are now serving in the Philippines, which is just so crazy, somebody from El Salvador in the Philippines. Anyway, and so they're serving there, and they said, we've been fasting for this trip. And Ted and I looked at each other and said, we're American. We don't fast. We eat. And can I get an amen? And so they said, no, we've been fasting for the move of God on this trip. And you know what? God moved on that trip. And we came back home, and Pastor and I said, you know what? We're just going to begin a pattern of fasting on Mondays to go without. We're going to preach about fasting next Sunday so that all the people can hear it together. And then we are going to start a 21-day. We're going to encourage you to do that every Monday with us. But on January the 9th, which is a Monday, we are going to do a 21-day church-wide fast. And we're going to talk about it all the time. And we're going to like keep on reminding you on every media source that we have. We're going to personally text you. You'll probably get a personal text from me because I love doing those kind of things. And so why? Because there's a biblical way to fast, and it's to really to go and to really to talk even to yourself right now. What would the Lord have me? Maybe that's a media fast. Maybe that's getting rid of soda, sweets. Maybe that's fasting one meal a day. Maybe that's just eating fruits and vegetables for 21 days. And whatever that looks like so that that what? Pursuing God instead of media, pursuing God instead of food, pursuing God instead of that satisfaction that comes from eating a good meal. Rather, we're going to spend 21 days. Everybody say 21 days. So at the end of the 21 days, Pastor Freddie Fry, one of our mentors, and his wife Nadine are coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they are going to do a revival on those last 3 days. I want to say it's the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And it's going to be a Friday night at 6:30, a Saturday night at 6:30, and a Sunday morning at 10. And then we're going to end the fast all together, and we're going to eat like a bunch of good and yummy food. Sounds good? We're just going to do it big. But we just really believe in God, and we're going to call that Pursue 2023. You'll see some flyers, but it's really a time set the month of January aside and say, we're going to believe God that these chairs will be filled. We're going to believe God for salvation. We're going to believe God for baptism. We're going to believe God that people in our church will be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and that we'll see the signs and wonders of the Lord. That's what we're praying for and what we're fasting for. So number one, prayer. I would say prayer and fasting. Number two, we are going to ask you to share the good news of Jesus with one person a week. We've sort of gotten out of this habit. I think if we're honest, personally, Ted and I have talked about it. It just got heavy, the storms, COVID, and we quit like being the inviting church. We used to be a church that every week we'd have tons of visitors, and so there would be chairs just full of visitors, and we've just sort of gotten out. You ever did that in your life where you got out of a good habit and you look back and you say, oh, that was good. I need to go back and do that again. We need to be an inviting church where we're pursuing God, but we're also pursuing people. And so we thought like sharing and inviting, and even, we do a lot of social media stuff. We encourage you, share Jesus on your social media. Selfies are good. You all look fabulous. Your cute little pictures, your dogs, they're wonderful pictures. But I would encourage you once a week to say, that post is going to be about Jesus. This is the verse I'm reading. Can I invite you to my church? Can I have a way? So you're sharing the gospel in a way that people relate. I told you, this past summer, we were going to share with the people. Hey, come to our vacation Bible school. We went to the streets. Nobody was out in the streets. It's different now, right? And so we went to houses and nobody was not answering the door at our houses. We post on social media, hey, come to vacation Bible school, and that Monday 100 kids are here. It's a different world that we live in, and we need to say, I'm going to invite people into the presence of God. I'm going to invite them. I'm going to not shut up my mouth about it. I'm going to grab some flyers when I walk out today. I'm going to flyer the whole East Side Rouses. I'm going to go wherever I go. Somebody's getting a flyer. The cashier got a flyer. Why? Because this heaven and hell thing is real. There's an end game. There's a death that comes on us all. And we need to be focused on evangelism and sharing the good news. And we're going to talk more about that in the next couple of weeks. So we're going to pray. We're going to share number three. Everybody say number three. We're going to a Bible reading plan. Hopefully you've already gotten the text message from me. If not, sign up at the end of service. Go to any of our media links. We are going to read through the Bible together in 1 year. Last year, I was in a mess in my life. I was depressed. We had Ida. We had COVID. We had social unrest and injustice that happened. And all of it was weighing so heavy on me. And I heard the Lord just speak to me, just read the Word of God. So every day, faithful. I didn't read anything else. I didn't read another book last year, which is so different for me. And I sat there from Genesis to Revelation. And you know what happened? God began to steady my walk again. He began to heal my mind again. And it was just coming from reading the Word of God. The Bible says the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so if you're looking for direction, you can hear from the Word of God. But you say, Tara, I can't read through the the Bible. We started that with our family, and we're in Leviticus, and we're like, pooh, you know, like, what? Leviticus is hard. And so we're sitting there with my family. I don't know, you know, like, just don't cook a goat and it's mother's milk. I don't know. And so it says that. And so like what we've done this year is you can grab online on your phone, media source. There's also some written ones out there. You can grab them and make sure you just grab a hold of it. But it's two chapters of the Old Testament and one chapter of the New. So if you're like, I really don't think, honestly, I'm going to read through the Bible, but you could read through the whole New Testament this year. And I think that's where we're starting, like with our family. So we said, you know what? We're just going to read through the New Testament. So we started like two nights ago. We read Matthew chapter 1. Next day, Matthew chapter 2 with our family. Personally, we're going to read through the Old Testament too. But if with our family, we're just saying, you know what? If we can get through the New Testament every single day with our family, and you know my family's crazy. We have crazy at the table at all times. And so that's where we're at. It's like we're going to read through the Word of God together. I encourage you, grab hold of the app and then comment. Like just as just personal, like it encourages me so much when I see your comments. Even if you like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Just copy and paste the scripture and just do that. You know, like it is encouragement that we're reading the Word of God together. Number four, you want to talk? Yeah, I said.
Anyone who followed the whole plan with us the entire year last year, anyone? Yeah. Miss Tina. Anybody else? Fran in the back.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
And we encourage you guys this year, say, hey, I'm going through the Bible, the entire Bible. I'm going to do it with my church family.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I've been doing it probably about 6 or 7 years now, every year, just going through the Bible, the whole entire thing. But you will find so much truth for your life, and it will help you to maintain your walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Number four, I've already talked about this one. It's joining us in fasting for 21 days, starting the January 9th, and then also including your Mondays. Every Monday of the year, we fast as a church staff. We give up two meals. I think we fast breakfast and lunch, and then we just eat, you know, at supper time. But why? And we are very intentional in our fasting. We're fasting for the youth group. We're fasting for this situation. We're fasting for a healing in someone's body. We've done that intentional fasting, going without so that you can pursue God. Number five, we're asking that you would serve in some capacity at Hope Community Church. Thank you. So how many people already serve? Just lift your hands. You drive a van. You're an usher. Give it up. Give it up for all the people around us. This doesn't happen on Sundays and Wednesdays and every other thing that we do without you guys. We are so thankful. And the Bible is so clear that we are to help serve in the house of the Lord. And I know we could use some more nursery workers. And I know we can use some more kids' church workers and greeters. And we are someone to work the cafe in the mornings on Sunday, you know. And so right when you leave and you're picking up your little goodies today of like shirts and all that kind of stuff, sign your name up if you don't already serve. If you want to serve Wednesdays at our youth group, you know, like helping with all the crowns that we get in. Or if you want to sit behind a welcome desk, if those are things that God has placed in your heart, we encourage you, one way this year that you could serve faithfully at some capacity at Hope Community Church. Anything you want to say about that one?
I was impressed. I was at the copier machine this morning, and I seen a list of all those who are on the reach team. It's like 35 people who are like on our reach team. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's impressive. So thank you all who serve. And,
yeah.
And so we do want more. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Number six, commit to discipleship. When we founded the church, our idea was that people would get restored to the Lord and they would become disciples. And I think it's an extra commitment we're asking for this year, that you would commit not just to attending, but actually becoming a disciple, right? We're pursuing God. And that happens for us through our small groups. And we have several. We have Hope Abounds, which is helping healing out of trauma. traumas. We have one for teens. We have one for adults that meet once every second Saturday of the month. Talk to Azura. We have Jeremy and Amber who are teaching kids church this morning. They have a small group once a month at their house out on near 311. And so they do a small group. And then they have small groups every Wednesday here, which includes, of course, free childcare if you need that. And so we have kids church and teen service that's happening. There's a men's group that happens. There's a small ladies group. And even in those groups, it breaks even smaller into small groups. Why? Because we can sharpen each other. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so just commit to it. Like just say, you know what? I'm just going to attend. I'm just going to pursue not just being in the crowds. I'm going to pursue discipleship and make your whole family come. Amen. Like our little kiddos, you know, we're like, we're all going to the house of the Lord. And it encourages my heart because they actually want to be here too. And then number seven, we have faithful Sunday morning attendance. Just committing to gathering to the house of the Lord together. Say, you know what? If it's a New Year's and we partied, you know, like crazy last night, whatever you did, you popped fireworks, but you're at the house of the Lord this morning. And I didn't see much or any cars. Y'all, I don't know if y'all would say, but we were driving to church. You can't see. It's foggy. And then we're like, there's not a car in the road, but look at the people in the house of the Lord this morning. Say, you know what? I'm choosing to set my 2023 on God's kingdom, on the Lord. I am pursuing God this year. And so we want you to it's time. There was a time to stand firm. There was a time, we know that. And every time something would happen and we were rebuilding houses and helping put roofs on, I was like, we're just going to stand firm. But there is also a time where you need to start scoring some points for the kingdom of God. You need to start saying, I'm getting off of defense. It's good, but I want to score points. I want to get on the offense and I want to pursue the Lord. And so let's pray together. We'll just pray together. And then we will ask that you will just consider even now as you're thinking about it, like join us. Say, I'm going to commit to that fast. You've never fasted in your life. What a great year in 2023 to say, you know what? I'm going to commit to fasting this year. Maybe you've never shown up for a small group and you can say, you know what? I'm going to show up for small groups. I'm going to show up for Hope Abounds, whatever that looks like in your life. Maybe you've never read through the Word of God. And for you, you said, I'm going to commit to reading the New Testament, one chapter once a day. Couple of words where the Lord speaks to me. I'm going to be faithful on Sunday mornings. I'm going to share with someone. I'm going to grab a flyer. I'm going to share on social media. I'm going to invite one. Imagine if everybody in this room just invited one person this year. There would be a doubling of our church by the end of 2023 and a doubling in the kingdom of God. Let's pray this morning and let's ask God to be with us in the 2023.
Lord, we do thank you and give you praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor. Lord, everything we do it for you.
Yes,
Lord, we do it for Jesus. Your glory. Lord, that your name would be exalted, oh God, in East Houma. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this vision. Lord, this vision to pursue after you this year with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I pray that you would help us to do that well, oh God, that we would not grow weary in doing well, oh God. But Lord, we will commit to fasting. We will commit to coming into the house of the Lord and being in fellowship. We will commit, oh God, just to praying each and every day, praying for our neighbors, praying for those who are unsaved, praying for our families, those who are sick and afflicted. God, that we would be men and women of prayer. And Lord, we pray, God, that we will just continue to do those things you placed upon our hearts, Lord, to do them with all of our might and all of our ability. Lord, that you would grant us boldness, Lord, to go out and invite and share our faith, Lord, on social media.
Yes.
And Lord, for those who are just a little leery about doing it, God, that you would just give them an extra boldness, Lord, today and be with them. God, we just want to give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. Lord, you have been so faithful to us. God, you have been so good. And we know that you will continue to be good and continue to be faithful this year. So we love you and we give you all the praise and all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen. Amen.
We love you guys. We'll see you Wednesday night at 6:30 for small groups. Hug someone's neck. Happy New Year to you all. Eat some good food because fasting cometh. Fasting cometh in January the 9th.